You're listening to GPB and Morning Edition. I'm Joshua Stewart. For so many of us, the daily grind at work eventually becomes just that, a grind. Does that mean it's time to look for greener pastures? Or can you recapture the spark of excitement and drive you felt in the early days at your current job? Brandon Smith comes by most weeks for working to talk about just that sort of thing. Hello.
I am excited about getting the spark back.
How do you know when it's worth working to get the spark back, or when it's time to go look somewhere else?
Well, I think the first step is to really assess the situation. Why are you not feeling that spark anymore? Maybe it's the job. We see that a lot in this economy. There's been a lot less movement. People are not getting promoted as quickly. So they're in the same job for a lot longer period of time. Maybe you're just bored. You know, you need a change. And so it's the job. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe that's why you feel down. Or maybe, you know, the way you operate and the way everybody else operates, you're not getting fed. What's missing? And that will start to then tell you what path to go down to try and correct it. Because we want to try and give it a go of correcting it before we look for greener pastures.
So let's talk about correcting this, re-energizing yourself at work. What can you do?
So I would say, after you've assessed it, I would prescribe this for everyone. You need a 3 to 5 year plan. You need to just quick back of the envelope, literally grab an envelope at lunch or a
You're not
a
saying write a
lunch
dissertation.
Or
You're
no.
saying just jot a few,
just
few items
jot
down.
Jot a few items down. Just a few things you where you want to see yourself go in 3 to 5 years. Because that in itself can be freeing. Because often when we're bored, we feel a level of monotony. It's almost as if we feel trapped. So it reminds me of that old Seinfeld episode that had Newman, who was the mail carrier. He's got a great line about the mail.
It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more. And you've got to get it out. But the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks. And it publishes clearinghouse.
All right.
And often our jobs can feel that way. Unless we remind ourselves, no, this is just a short stint. I'm only here for another month or year or however long, and then I want to move into another role. So it allows us to kind of reframe what we're doing. Another thing that you can do is if the organization is large enough, you can look to reposition yourself within the organization. Think about maybe moving to a different department or taking on a different role within that organization. It's also a great antidote if your boss is the problem.
You know, what about if you're lacking that old spark, but you just don't want to move? It's not that bad.
So let's say you're in a position, and this happens every once in a while, where you really can't move to another role. Your job is boring, but it is what it is. And you know, your boss is okay, but not the greatest. But you're nearing retirement, or you really don't want to move. Look to your free time. Fill that lack of stimulation outside of work.
You've been listening to Brandon Smith, a workplace consultant and career coach. He's our regular guest for Working. Thanks a lot.
Joshua, it's always my pleasure.